Assalamu alaikum and welcome back. So, Abdullah ibn Amr, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father, wanted more of everything. So the Prophet told him, fast one day and skip one day throughout the whole year. This is the fasting of Dawood, peace be upon him. He said, I can do more. He said, no one can do more better than that. So this is not allowed. So the Prophet instructed him to fast one day and skip one day. Now, did the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam ever done such a thing? Scholars say, no. This means that when the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam approves something that the companions did, yet he did not do it, this means that this is of a lower degree and grade. However, it's permissible. So it's permissible for you to do, but if you want the highest, why would you choose something lower? The highest is what the Prophet used to do, alayhi salatu wasalam. So if you fast Mondays and Thursdays, and the three white days, for 13, 14, and 15, alhamdulillah, you've got it made more than enough. We move on to the following hadith, hadith number 102.
Jabir bin Abdullah al-Ansari radiallahu anhu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Mu'adh, O Mu'adh, it would have been better if you had recited Sabbih Isma Rabbika al-A'la, that is chapter 87, Wash-Shamsi wa Duhaha, chapter 91, or Wal-Layli Idha Yaghsha, chapter 92, for the old, the weak, and those who have things to do, pray behind you. Sahih al-Bukhari.
Jazakallahu khairan. What is the origin of this hadith? This hadith, as stated before, happened when Mu'adh ibn Jabal, may Allah be pleased with him, used to pray Isha with the Prophet ﷺ in the Masjid of Medina and then go to his people who did not have enough knowledge and did not accompany the Prophet ﷺ because they were farmers, they were normal people. So he used to lead them in prayer, praying four rak'ahs voluntarily for him, while it is fard for them, Isha prayer. And they were people of farming, of taking care of their crops and so on. So a man who wanted to go and water his crops before going to bed joined Mu'adh in prayer. Mu'adh that night started to recite Surah Al-Baqarah. And we know this is the longest chapter. So the man waited. This is taking too long. So he retreated, finished his Isha prayer, and left to his farm to do what was needed to be done. After Isha prayer was over, the good people went to Mu'adh as usual and said to him, you know so-and-so, he left you while you were in your prayer, completed his prayer, and left to his farm. So Mu'adh said, he's a hypocrite, he's a munafiq. So the good people took that word and went to the boy, to the man. He said, do you know what Mu'adh said about you? He said that you're a munafiq. I am a munafiq? By Allah, I will go to the Prophet, alayhi salam. So he went to the Prophet and told him, Mu'adh does this and that, and that is why I left him and I went to water my crops. The Prophet was outraged, alayhi salatu wasalam. And he called Mu'adh and said, Mu'adh, afattanun ant? Are you the one who's testing people by what you are doing by prolonging the prayer? And then he told him, wouldn't you have prayed these chapters which are in the middle of the Mufassal in Isha? Because there are people who are weak, who are ill, who are needy, they have things to do. So this is the benchmark in the length of Isha prayer. And it is the benchmark of all other five prayers, taking into consideration those who pray behind you. And the Prophet ﷺ called that man and said, my friend, what do you recite in your prayer? Because you finished your prayer and went. So the Prophet wanted to know. He says, I do not know your dandana, you and Mu'adh, dandana. You know, dandana in Arabic, it means is when you, as if you're singing. When you say dan 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 dan, you're doing this. So he's saying, I do not know your dandana, nor Mu'adh dandana. You guys, what you mumble and say, I do not understand. I ask Allah for paradise and seek protection from hellfire. This is what I know. The Prophet laughed and said, around them, we make our dandana. This is exactly what we are doing. And the man said, Mu'adh accused me of being a hypocrite. By Allah, tomorrow when we fight, he will know who is a hypocrite. And soon afterwards, there was a battle. So they all went to defend Medina. And after the battle was over, they told Mu'adh, look at the man that you spoke about a few days ago. And they found him with a number of kafir, disbelievers, killed around him before they managed to kill him. About 7 or 8. And Mu'adh said, by Allah, now I know who is the hypocrite. Now this is not the action of hypocrites, which means that Mu'adh admits that this is a true believer. What brought us to this subject was that whoever leads a prayer must take into consideration those praying behind him. And if he would like to prolong prayer, mashallah, you know Quran, and you love your voice, pray night prayer as much as you want. 4 hours, 5 hours, take your time. But when you lead people in prayer, don't impress them. Try your best to be brief and to be praying the perfect prayer. We open the floor for your questions. Let's take the brother's question there. Last row.
Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Samtullah.
Like while offering salah, after Surah Fatiha, is it compulsory to read the surahs in sequence or how it is?
I believe the brother is asking on the ruling on praying surahs in the first and second rak'ah in accordance to the sequence of the Quran, or can we flip? It's an issue of dispute among scholars, but the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam states that it is permissible. Why? Because the order of the surahs are not by the order of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. The Prophet only ordered them to make the order of the verses. So, for example, if we have 286 verses in Surah Al-Baqarah, for example, the Prophet told them to put each ayah in its position. Surah Al-Imran, each ayah in its position. But he never told them put this surah before that or this surah after that. And that is why in the authentic hadith, when one of the companions prayed with the Prophet ﷺ night prayer, and the Prophet started with Surah Al-Baqarah, the companion said he will recite 100 ayah and then make ruku'. And the Prophet went on until he finished Surah Al-Baqarah. And then he started with Surah An-Nisa. And then he finished it and then started with Surah Al-Imran. And then he bowed. The companion said, by Allah, I almost did something bad. That is, I almost sat down. The Prophet looked to the sequence, recited Baqarah, Nisa, Al-Imran. Although in the Quran it is Baqarah, Al-Imran, Nisa. So the Prophet ﷺ made one surah before the other. Chapter 2, 4, 3. Not only that, authentic hadith. The Prophet recited in the first rak'ah, وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَى, in the second rak'ah, وَالشَّمْسُ ضُحَاهَا. Though the order in the Quran is different. Therefore, the scholars say it is not recommended to them, but it is permissible. And I personally think that it is permissible all the way. What is not permissible, in my opinion, is to recite the end of Surah Al-Baqarah in first rak'ah, آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون. And in the second rak'ah you recite Ayat al-Kursi, which is before it, because then you will mix the order of the Quran. Though some scholars say it's okay. Even that is okay, as long as it's in a separate rak'ah, I highly do not recommend it. Yes, brother.
Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh.
Wa alaikum
my
salam.
Question is that, suppose the Imam is in the second rak'ah, and we have come in the second rak'ah of the Imam. And so when the Imam goes in tashahud, so as it is our first rak'ah, so what should we recite in that?
The Imam is in the tashahud position, and this is his...
My first rak'ah.
Yes, to him is the third rak'ah, second rak'ah, and he has a third and a fourth. You joined him in the second, or you joined him in the tashahud position. So you prayed the second rak'ah with him.
Yes.
The second rak'ah that you prayed is your first rak'ah. And that is why when he sits, you're compelled to sit and do tashahud, but this is still your first rak'ah. When he starts or stands to pray his third, this is your second. When he prays his fourth, this is your third. He offers salam, you bring your fourth rak'ah. So whenever you join the imam, whether it's in the first, second, third, or fourth rak'ah, this is your first rak'ah, regardless.
Yes, so but when he's in the tashahud, so what is upon me to recite that?
You have to sit in the tashahud and do the tashahud with him in the first rak'ah for you, because following the imam is a must. And that is why if the imam forgets, and instead of sitting for the second tashahud, he stands up for the third rak'ah, do you say, hey, wait, you pull him down? No, you have to go. But I didn't do my tashahud. You don't do your tashahud. You have to follow the imam. So following the imam is quite essential. This side, Abdurrahman.
Sheikh, we spoke about the different actions we do in salah. A person after sujood, when he's standing up, is there a particular way in which he's to place his hands on the ground while getting up, like the fist closed, or, you know, by keeping the whole palm there?
It's an issue of dispute. When I stand up, those who say that there isn't a need for you to put your hands first when you go for prostration, those who say you go on your knees first and then your hands, when you stand up, you remove your hands and stand with your knees. So they have no problem with your question. Your question is regarding those who fall on their hands and then their knees. When they stand up, it's an issue of dispute. Some of the scholars authenticate, they make it hadith sahih, that the Prophet ﷺ, whenever he stood up, he used to make as the one who is preparing the dough. You know the dough? So people who make the dough, they do this as in the fist. And some say you do it on your fingers. And alhamdulillah, it's wide. I personally use this fist methodology, which we have learned from Sheikh Nasir al-Din Albani long time ago. I'm afraid that this is all the time we have. Until we meet next time, fi amanillah. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.